And welcome into the show. I'm your host, Sully. Never been better. We got the one, the only Connecticut photographer, Victoria Urso, on tonight to discuss the latest happenings in the photo industry. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. So I've been a live music photographer for about 8 years, and I've really always been interested within the electronic dance music genre
Sweet.
and analog and things like that. So it's been a whole journey. I know you wanted to talk some bit about the, what it's like being in the entertainment industry and, probably what type of advice I can give other people who are looking to get into it.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, it's a lot of progression and just being inspired by some of your very favorite people, of course. Lori Spiegel was somebody who I really was interested in mentioning for your interview, because I was watching one of her interviews recently, and she was talking about the wide spectrum of the music industry and how it has grown with computers, of course,
That's a
and
good reference,
how
by
it,
the way. Big, big
yeah,
theme.
it's the whole spectrum. Computers and art and music. And I definitely think that applies to today's day and age, being such a digitally saturated environment, So she had a very good point. It's like a spectrum, and it just keeps growing with computers and art and electronic music. And I definitely feel like Pretty Lights and Michael Mennert have also inspired me in a big way throughout my entire career as a live music photographer. Lately, the projects I've been working on with them closely, I did a show in Brooklyn, actually on my birthday.
Happy
And I
birthday.
got to work with, thank you, with Michael Mennert. That was on 421 at the Sultan Room. And I took a bunch of pictures there. And what I did for the past couple months was make kind of like digital collages. And I just sat behind a computer and I really didn't show anybody for a long time until I felt like it was perfect. And it's been like 3 months or so. And what I really
You're ready.
feel I have expressed from that is kind of feeling like George Lucas and Star Wars gives me that feel. Like I'm some
Right.
type of director. It's actually being released on the album Dreaming of a Bigger Life. It's on its anniversary. So all these digital collages that I create are oriented around album anniversaries for some of my favorite artists.
That's very neat because you're letting all these different media forms kind of connect to each other and inspire the artistic merit in either one. But yeah, I do notice that trend a lot. There's a lot of electronic bands that somehow you kind of see their emphasis kind of illustrated in photography. And it's cool that you brought up Lori Spiegel because nowadays, when, like, say someone goes to a photo or mixed media or art show, you're generally going to probably have a lot of mixture of classical, electronic, and other kind of experimental music.
Absolutely. She's totally a genius.
And I'm in. And so you were born in New York. Well, when did you
Yeah.
make the transfer to Connecticut?
Around 2012, I made my transfer over here to Connecticut. I lived on Long Island most of my life, very close to the Jones Beach area. So like some of my first steps were like right on the water.
Nice.
And I love the sunrises and things, photography, capturing the moment, and you know, giving something people can remember from it, or a comfortable memory, you know, being able to inspire somebody that way is very important. It's not always about how many times a day you're posting or how many likes that you have. You got to really sit there and think to yourself, is this going to be a message that I create that's important, that somebody can feel?
Totally. They can't feel it. You're just going to want all your time back.
Yeah, no, but that's the beauty of it, though. The art only keeps getting better. You know, I had that type of conversation with Michael Menner, and he definitely agreed that art and sound, kind of, you just keep experimenting with it and it grows, you know, and it changes every time you create. You know, it's never going to always be the same type of photo or the same type of film taken. It's going to make you feel something different every time. Definitely.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to talk. I know that we are time limited here, about the other project that I've been working on with Pretty Lights. I'm going to be releasing it on for the Color Map of the Sun anniversary. So that'll be next month. And it really just incorporates Greg Ellis's light design and my love and passion for the New York City area. So I'm really excited to release that. Yeah, it's going to be something that, you know, nobody's really seen before digitally. It takes it and puts Pretty Lights into a different spectrum. And I'm really excited to show the fans and stuff. You know, it's going to be something that they enjoy, especially the people from that area. You know, his fan base has been so supportive and loving of me and my artwork and, you know, the message that I'm trying to spread. So many people just come up to me at his shows and be like, thank you, you know, like, for posting this. And it really is, you know, something that you don't really realize until it happens. Like, is this real? Like, you know,
didn't expect to join the team.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm really excited to be sharing this with the entire crew and everything. I really feel all of them are really going to enjoy it in a personal way, and they seem, you know, every single one of them seems so excited to hear about what I have in mind. And, you know, it's important to feel like your ideas, you know, matter too.
1,000%. And even though you might not be in the band, you're kind of part of the band because you're traveling along with them on their various, you know, tours.
Absolutely. And that is not easy either.
No. How should one probably keep these contacts fresh and new? You know, save themselves all this time, effort, energy, and, you know, keep a roof over their head.
Persistence, you know, keep emailing, you know, keep reaching out, keep creating, don't stop. It's not about the followers, I promise you. It's about your connections, you know? So as long as you believe in your dream, I'm sure somebody else will think it's beautiful too.
Very nice. How do you recommend just people get up in the middle of just at the start of the day when you're just ready to roll and work on these various projects? Just what are some other things that people should just keep handy?
Oh boy, that is a detailed question. You know, I feel like being a creator, you're 24/7 creating on the clock. There's never really a time to sit back and rest.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like rest as a creator is important because you can oversaturate your work.
Mm, yes.
as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's important to keep going is, you know, look back on your previous work and say, hey, this could be a little bit better, and keep working at it.
There you go. So instead of just worrying about the next thing, just look at the devil in the details. Look at just stuff that could be improved and just focus on that instead of just getting all vented out at, oh, my paycheck hasn't come in yet or what have you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're just building blocks and you Legos. Keep building those blocks. Yeah. And it'll turn into so many photos you created within your whole lifespan. Your whole life, you know, is, you know, on camera.
Absolutely. and from one indie filmmaker to a very established photographer, have you noticed how there's a lot of camera snobs in today's world? Like, people will ask you, what are you using? And then just retort back, oh, that's garbage. It's like, well, why did you ask me about Canon or Nikon if you're not going to use it? Well, why do you think people do that a lot? Especially when it's not a contest. There's going to be like, there's like 20 other well-known, you know, camera companies.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of phone snobs out there too, you know?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Cricut, it's more affordable. Yeah, and it doesn't give you anything.
So, you know, it's not about, you know, Adam Ansel always said, it's not about the camera that you have, it's how you use it.
Dang, bingo. Just like the whole 15 minutes of fame doesn't have anything to do with whether or not the product you're in is good or not, you know? It's
how you use the camera. You could have an amazing camera, but if you don't know how to use it right, what's the point?
Yeah. I notice I'm already refraining from even asking which one you use. It doesn't matter. I already trust your judgment. You have great photography. It doesn't matter.
But yeah, it's all about the content you're creating. People don't really care about the camera, you know. They care about, oh my God, you posted that photo. It's beautiful. I don't think they're wondering what camera it is.
Totally. It's almost like a verbal in-person version of kind of like how you'll see kind of corporate media kind of go back and forth. Predictions. This movie's right. Going to bomb at the box office because it's coming out before summer. You know, it must not be good. And you see all these other stuff, you know, on friends of political campaigners, and same thing here. It's like you'll see sometimes just very unhelpful articles on just random interviews, and it's like, how did we get started on this, guys? How did we get here?
Right.
It's getting hostile pretty fast. Yeah. Would you say there was a lot of great colleges involving photography, or are you better off just using a YouTube tutorial?
We'll return after these messages.
Hello and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by four aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Join us every Tuesday as we discuss movies, TV, games, and even music, new and old.
Dude, what do you think you're doing?
Are you seriously trying to record a promo without us right now?
Well, yeah.
Dude, you can't just do the promo by yourself. Who's gonna listen to that?
Yeah, and you probably haven't even told them that we're a pop culture podcast where we always agree on everything. For instance, the Sam Raimi trilogy easily being the best of the Spider-Man movies.
No. But I think we can all agree that Jaws is a classical masterpiece.
Nope, don't like that. But we do all agree that the sequel trilogy of Star Wars is the best in the Skywalker saga, right, guys?
That comment is so ridiculous. I don't even know where to
Anyways, that'll do it from all of us here at Culture Shock. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win. On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast wrecks and booty debates, Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's breakfast time. Listen at breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide, all across the globe. We are in the U.S. We are in the U.K. We are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan. We're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
Nowadays.
Yeah, I feel like there are so many opinions about that. It's based on the person and how you learn. You know, it's not based on if you went to college, you didn't go to college. It's about how much knowledge you want to intake and learn about the process and create from it. You know? Or it's about the mentor that inspired you. So really, it all depends on what type of mentor you have. Who you look up to.
Friends closer to me is closer.
So.
It's very nice. What college did you go to? Even though, once again, that doesn't matter. You're already awesome at what you do.
Yeah, no. I didn't go to college for this. I've just been teaching myself Photoshop and Lightroom and Premiere Pro and After Effects for 8 years. Yep.
Very cool. After Effects, yeah. Now, so that is a very key, very, very key tool. Altogether, I mean, what do you feel how that's evolved from everything from Photoshop to other just different software? How are there ways to get better, especially when we now have, you know, various photo apps on our phones?
I really think it depends on what your idea is and what you're trying to show people, what your story is and the project that you're working on and your technique. Everybody has their own style of how they create. And it's, you know, it's really just based on your own style and how you want to see it. And it's also based on, you know, obviously your knowledge of the internet. If you want to look it up, it's very easy to learn. So you just, you know,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Any upcoming mixers in other areas that you recommend people check out that are just always packed? There's never any flakes. People are always handing out cards.
Like venues?
Yeah, just various people. Annually.
Oh my God! There's so many in New York City. Let me think. Gramercy Theater is really great as a venue. I had a great time with the band there. It was Michael Menner and the Pretty Fantastics. Nice. Guilford, New Hampshire, the amphitheater. It has over 2,000 people. I did Pretty Lights there. That venue is beautiful. You're literally on the New Hampshire mountains, watching the sunrise over there. It was incredible. The security, you know, was very polite to all the fans. That's important. And, you know, the scenery was beautiful.
Right? Hey, scenery makes a difference. It affects everybody's mood.
Yeah. And you're in nature. What's better than that?
Yeah, there you go. What's your favorite kind of nature and outdoor photography to cover?
I like being in the mountains. But I also am like a big city person. Like I have a connection to cityscapes as well, like being on skyscrapers and rooftops and things.
Nice.
I think everybody wants the best of both worlds with that.
Right.
Connecticut's big on that, though. You know, they have a lot of open spaces and natural preserves and also a lot of art scene. But, you know, it's really just based on where you're into and where you're trying to travel to and, you know, if you can afford it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We try. And how would you describe even just the indie music scene nowadays? Some of those are groups are touring with other people there and what have you. Is it getting pretty packed still? These various venues?
Oh, like recent, like live, just live music in general.
Mm-hmm.
After COVID happens and everything, everybody wanted to just get back into that whole scene. So it's been pretty wild lately. A lot of people coming out for all different live music, and it's probably going to be a really great summer too, so I'm excited.
It's great. And safety standards and protocol and other post-COVID deals has been pretty good as well.
Yeah, that is a big thing. I don't see a lot of people wearing, you know, the masks as much as they used to. But I would hope that, you know, if people were, you know, getting vaccinated.
My only hope.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to get too political.
It's all about safety.
Yeah. Safety, man. Any other kind of photo styles that you've been trying to accomplish and test out, but still on your bucket list?
Lately, I've kind of just been mixing around with different, you know, different mediums of art that I see in like museums in New York City and things like that, like Andy Warhol, you know, and Laurie Spiegel, like lately. And then it's just mainly on influences of like films that I've seen. Like I said, I had literally taken a digital collage that I made of Michael Mennert and turned it into like he's in Star Wars.
There you go.
It's going to be great to release on Thursday, you know.
Nice.
May the force be with you.
The force of one. Yeah. Altogether, it does seem like now there's shortcuts like that in certain photo apps where you can basically, long story short, like, have all these different abstract and photo styles like ready at the tips of your fingers. How do you learn how to recreate that on your own when you don't have a photo option or preset?
Creating your own technique without, using a preset. I feel like it's just literally trying to find that balance within your tones of the most natural aesthetic. You know, yeah, you don't want to oversaturate it with, you know, things that it doesn't need. And some of the apps, they really just are creative, you know, in their own way, but you never know with the conditions and terms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and we try to be positive here on the show because there's just so many people who won't answer a simple question. Hey, how did you get good at what you did? You know, it's like, you know, why set someone else up for failure, especially when, you know, it's just everyone can grow and get better. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's a learning process. Every day is, you know, you're learning from your mistake, like I said. And, you know, when you look back on how many years you've really been taking photography, if you look back on your first year, it's never going to be the same as your second year. Something's going to change about the style that you're sitting behind the camera and what you want to shoot and, you know, how you want to create your own voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What were some of your other other music groups that really inspired you, just like were kind of meditation music in a way?
Tipper.
Tipper. Okay.
Yeah. Tipper music is amazing. It's more like down tempo music, like ambience. They really have great visuals too that you really wouldn't see anywhere else. They work with like Alex Gray and Allison Gray. They have a whole like art chapel. And they also work with Jonathan Singer. He is huge in the visual game. He worked as well for the new Grateful Dead band.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So he is very talented at what he does.
Are music groups often pretty polite? Or do you sometimes have to deal with some of the ones who are, you know, very vocal and they're like, hey, not ready yet, you know, in my trailer?
You know, I think that's just a part of stardom.
Right. But, you know, some groups are nice and others is like you can only photograph them at a certain hour. And if you don't get those photos, that's even worse.
I do agree. Yeah, it really depends on the musician, too. I thought you were kind of talking about the fan base too. You know.
Oh well, I mean, every other fan base seems to want to just get into it nowadays. I'm not telling.
Yeah, but you know, some people in the crowds too. They really they see a camera and they don't want their picture taken. It really, you know, you got to make people feel comfortable.
Sometimes their rep might forget to tell you something key that you're like, well, I'd do a better job if you told me that.
Yeah. You know, I guess it's just really, you know, the artist feeling like you took the best shot. There's so many concert photographers out in the world today, you know. It's not really about you know, just going along with ridiculing yourself more than just learning naturally.
Totally. Altogether, I mean, it's just nice to just see just photos are now easier than ever. It's like totally embraced on Instagram.
Oh yeah, definitely. Instagram has definitely turned into its own universe, especially with reels and, you know, cinematography, videography. I remember when we had Vine. So, you know, everything is a lot different within this whole digital age, and it's ever growing.
Isn't it funny how some people, when it first took off, are like, I want to check it out. I'll give up Facebook. Oh. Facebook owns Instagram now. So how's that going?
Exactly. It's all meta. You know, and AI.
AI. Oh, don't get me started. Oh my god. Why do you just approach this just so laid back? Just
you know, I've just been doing it for so many years and, you know, I love it. And it's cool to get on the show and talk about it and get other people to find common interests.
Sweet.
With what I've done.
Totally.
And, you know, if I can inspire somebody else to become a, you know, like a young female, become a photographer, that makes me feel really good inside.
Totally. Are there any other famous photographers you would often study? Just take out a TV guy, New York Times or Time Magazine article and be like, okay, this person I want, you know, the moment I can interview him out of college, I'm sitting down and picking their brain.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's so many I could think of within the spectrum of photography. I can go on for days. Are you specifically just talking about in the concert industry? Or are you talking about as the whole spectrum?
Just overall photo spectrum. Sorry if I'm not being exactly specific.
You know, in general, I like fashion photography and stuff, and Vogue is cool. You know, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot going on right now within the fashion industry. That I don't agree with. But in the live music photography industry, you know, Crystal Blackburn, she's amazing at what she does. She worked for, you know, U2, the band.
And oh, lovely.
Pretty Lights. She was with him for many years. And she's a travel photographer as well. And a Nat Geo photographer. And she, you know, she travels all over the world with her passport, and she's really the sweetest person, and she really speaks behind the camera. I can say that.
I see her already. Just she came out already on LinkedIn, so that's awesome. How do you think people, what are some better sites where people can actually kind of like review some of these well-known minds that are better known if you're actually part of the industry? Because like I think there is a way to kind of for people to know this, just like there's ways to look up coaches of certain, you know, baseball teams or cinematographers and movies. There's got to be a way to know about photo networking groups and other big names.
So like you're specifically talking about like websites and things, right? Because YouTube is a great source.
Some other social presence.
YouTube is great. If you're trying to just like look up, you know, Google, in general. magazines, you know, film. If you watch a nice, like a good film, you know, look up who the director is.
Right.
So that's important.
You ever worked on any fun music videos by chance?
I kind of like make my own music videos. I made them with Pretty Lights for his P. He did a project called P Elflick. So I would take his, you know, his live recordings from his sets and mix them with like digital visuals, you know, with the live sets that I was at.
Nice. Are you tempted after the newest Apple conference of seeing other ways where people can digitally alter various backgrounds? Like, no one can see this right now, but for instance, what they revealed at this newest convention was they were just showing how, like, say this, the San Francisco Bridge in the backdrop, I could shuffle that to the side right here, right now. That's like what they're able to do with all these other digital backgrounds and VR experiences now. What are you looking forward to the most with seeing what they can do?
Oh my God, just the experiment with visuals and visual technology, and, you know, AI is a crazy thing, you know? you know, it kind of takes a lot of physical art out. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Yeah.
Yes and no. I don't know.
You know, it's also inspirable, but
right? No telling, man. No telling. Altogether, when you're scheduling a photo shoot and What are your free presets, free requirements each and every time?
Three requirements every time that I'm applying for a press pass. It has to be a music that I'm interested in, that I think, you know, has a connection with me or I think has a purpose. You know, it, the venue has to feel right. And it's about the time of year.
The atmosphere.
Definitely. Yeah. You know.
What are your backup plans? Let's just say the photo shoot's just not going the way you want it. Like the talent's being a piece of work and the time is getting away and the lighting could be better, but you don't have any more LEDs. What's your plan B or C at that moment, would you say?
In the studio? Yeah. You know, I actually think that natural, you know, natural light is better, you know, behind the camera. But, you know, it's all about what the client wants and conforming to them and trying to make it work.
Gotcha. And are there any better ways that you use in terms of screening people? Just making sure, hey, you know, they pay on time, they're not full of themselves, they really have a lot of passion and are a very inviting set.
Make sure you choose your clients right. And you always want to put, you know, a deposit up before you want, you go to that show, because you never know what could happen. You know.
Gotcha. Let's say you always want to get paid
for your work. It's important.
Oh, absolutely. But let's say it just rolls through the cracks at some point. Like, you did a background check and somehow you still, this person still was completely rude to you, or, you know.
What do you do then? Well, I think that the best move from there would be, you know, cut ties.
Fair enough. That works too. All right. Well, what do you recommend people do for their day job? Well, let's say they need just some other way to make ends meet and they're just now starting out. How do you schedule your day job with your passionate job?
You make it work, you know? You just, you make it work.
The will to act.
You love it. You'll make it work no matter what, because it's your passion. And, you know, that's why that's the day job. And this is when you, what you want to make in your full-time career. It's all right. About your drive, you know, and the drive is the most important. If you know you have a purpose, you'll always be driven.
I like it. altogether, I mean, how would you describe your style? Because, like, you kind of know how to just incorporate just a lot of just like little oversaturated lights, like in the middle of the frame, and then just have a static image, but look like there's a lot of motion and passage of time. Why do you think you made that your signature?
Years of practice. That's really why I started doing the digital collage part, is because it takes away from just turning it from one image to turning it to, you know, about 100 to 200 different images on the board. And, you know, it gives myself a unique style that I don't see out there. And every single piece of that digital collage art is my aesthetic and my creation. I'm not using, you know, I'm creating the digital art there.
Probably. And more importantly, what's the best concert hall you've ever been to?
The best. The best one. Probably the Fillmore in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Good old,
you know,
Philly.
I really like those sparkly chandeliers, you know. But there's a plenty of other venues I would love to go to. I'd love to go to Radio City Music Hall, you know. Lincoln Center. There's plenty of, you know, all different venues. I love opera houses too. So there's so much out there when you say venue.
Yes, there is. And you have so many great horizon shots. Let's say one needs to just explore and just find a perfect just park or beach. What are some ideal like ones that are available to the public worldwide?
Well, all over Florida. I mean, the Keys. I'm talking like, yeah. And if you could get out of the U.S., you know, it's always going to be so much different geography-wise. But if you're talking like in the United States, like beaches, I really like Montauk and Jones Beach, Field 5. And New Jersey has some good beaches too, you know, on the South Shore as well. Connecticut is more of like the sounds over here. So it's a little bit less granulated sands and more rocky. So it really depends on what type of geography you're looking for, or if you're trying to look for a lake, you know, just that type of feel you're trying to get.
Lovely. Okay, well, that is stellar. And it's just very engaging, but also just, yeah, you're just fearless. That's awesome.
Thanks, man. I have, like I said, you know, my, you know, I started doing this when I was like 19, and surprisingly, it was like with an iPhone. And then I realized I need to grab a camera. And as soon as I picked up the camera, I could never put it down. And, you know, all I have to thank is, you know, the music that I listened to that inspired me to do so. So, and then that's how I got, lo and behold, into concert photography.
Okay. So. Your top five bands before we go.
Bands. All right. Well, you guys already know it's going to be Pretty Lights.
Pretty Lights is going to be number one.
Michael Menard has a really cool band. It's called the Pretty Fantastics. They're awesome as well. They're both going on tour together.
I hope so. That description, that is awesome. no pun. Pretty Fantastic.
Lespecial is a really good band from Connecticut. They're more of like a jam band. They're awesome as well.
Which one again? Sorry.
Lespecial.
Lespecial. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. They got totally like a mix of like jam bands and electronica. It's totally cool. What other bands can I think
of? Oh yeah, that.
Twiddle is really good as well. As a band, they're also from Connecticut. They grew up in this area. So they're another jam band. And it's not really a band, but I love this musician as a whole. He's totally like awesome when he shreds the guitar. Buckethead.
Buckethead, nice.
Yes. He's one of the greatest guitarists I've ever seen. let me think, who else can I think of? Marvel Years. He's a DJ, but he also plays with bands sometimes. He's more of like the electro soul spectrum, just like Pretty Lights. Yeah.
Right. Sweet. And all together, I mean, with all this just rare sense of just positivity and just looking out for number one, how would you just spread your positivity to other people and just convince them, hey, go with your passion. You know, there's plenty of time to get what you want created.
Give people the compliments on their work. I don't know how hard I can stress this, but support your local friends, you know, that are artists. So it's very important to support your friends, support your local community, as well as, you know, not your local community.
Yes.
It's good to network, and it comes out positively in all ways. So, you know, if you're supporting somebody else, to do better with their art, you're also making connection.
Love it, man. Hey, yeah. You didn't have to think twice on these answers. You're just like, this is how you do it. And man, what can we expect from you the rest of the year?
Oh, you know, I take these projects, like, it can range from like a year of work that I took, put into one project, all different photos, and I could be working on it, you know, for the next 3 or 4 months, or I could work on it for the next year. You know, I kind of just play it by ear on, you know, what I'm doing. And then the next thing I see, the next concert I see pop up, I'm like, I have to be there. And that's when I know that's the next one. So.
Lovely.
It's all about the lineup.
Right? That lineup, man. Get it. Well, thank you ever so much for this giant hour of insight into just media photography and just being your own boss. It's just stunning. So I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me and everything. And, you know, we turned that 20 minutes into a whole hour. So that
got to, man. Got to.
And, you know, it's like I said, I wanted to get on the show and talk and inspire other people to do so. So it was really important to stress my projects recently and how much I'm excited about them to release it, you know, to other people who love music as well. You know, that is the purpose.
Yeah, it should be a purpose for everybody. But yeah, it seems like half the time we have to remind people, hey, you know, people are telling you this is a hard profession, but you got to decide, you know, why you want to do this in the first place, you know.
Yes, yes. You know, make it into that professional career. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Godspeed to Miss Urso and happy for you, because I can't tell you the last time someone felt like they had a pretty complete career. Everything that they want is happening the way they kind of want it.
Yeah, you know, it's you're doing the right thing. If you don't feel like you really deserve it, and how did it come about? You know, you're you're really changing lives there. And it's, you know, it not only connects you more with the people you're taking pictures of at the concerts, it connects you with the fan base, the artists, the music, you know, everything around.
You can call yourself a truer fan in some ways, kind of.
Yeah, it, you know, it inspires you. It sets you off for so many different creative directions. Absolutely.
Bingo. Well, Godspeed to you. And I seriously hope the rest of the year you just find like 5 more people who are just like, okay, we are going on the next 20 tours with them.
Yes. You know, that is definitely the goal, to spread that message, you know, and to, you know, become a bigger community, you know, a bigger spectrum of different artists that know each other. That's why, you know, it's really cool that a lot of the electronic music, you notice that the DJs are all friends, you know, it's a supportive industry. That's so important too. You know, we can't be against each other in art and music, and we have to, you know, form
that.
You
can only have so many enemies.
Yeah, no, it's about the positivity. Absolutely.
I'm just glad someone's not letting something just annoying eat them up and just say, hey, we got this figured out.
Yes, have the plan, and you know, it's all about following the dream.
Love it. Everybody, be like Miss Urso.
Thank you for having me again.
Anytime.
Follow Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a Jacked Up Review Show.